Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
First hour in the books here on a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold. Today, Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney, taking you up to 7 o'clock. Coming up here in this 5 o'clock hour, Matt Maiocco, NBC Sports Bay Area, been covering the Niners for 31 seasons. We're going to get his thoughts on Adam Peters and the job that he's done here in the nation's capital. Plus, get a little bit of insight as to how instrumental he was in the drafting of some key figures of the 49ers and how impactful he was during their draft process while in San Fran. That's all in this 5 o'clock hour. It's a two-part conversation with Matt Maiocco. One thing we'll ask him about is something we're going to touch on here momentarily. The Commanders activated defensive end Drake Jackson and opened up his 21-day practice window. We should see him sooner rather than later. He was a former second-round pick of the Niners and a guy that San Francisco had pretty high hopes for before the injuries kind of, you know, derailed his career to this point. He has not played since the middle of the 2023 season, and he's going to make his Commanders debut, I would bet, after the bye. So we'll get Matt Maiocco's opinion on Drake Jackson, and I think, you know, just from talking to Matt earlier, man, definitely some pretty high expectations for Drake Jackson. He's got a big opportunity here in the nation's capital. We were taking your calls on grading Cliff Kingsbury, plus asking, do you think he should return as the OC next year? 301-230-0980. I also want you to line up on the phones with this. What are you most eager to see down the stretch? We're going to get into this here in this 5 o'clock hour. A couple of different things for me, because like I said before we hit the break, you have less than a 1% chance right now of making the postseason. It's not happening. I know people are going to try to say, well, they get lucky, and we've been here before. We have seen it before. It ain't happening this time around. It's just not. The more and more I say it, and like, no chance is possible. They can win their next – I think their best shot is winning the next three. They may be able to go on a little three-game winning streak here, beating Miami, beating Denver. And then I think the Giants are after Denver, or is it Minnesota? I just look at, especially if Jaden is able to come back, I think they are going to win some games here down the stretch and piss people off and hurt their draft stock, because I just don't think they're that far off, and they match up pretty well with a team like Denver because their offense stinks.
Yeah, I mean, again, winning games to me is the Commander selling hope to, you know, I feel like Commander's fans, we're hopeless romantics. Like, if we really want to see us go out there and win games, what is that going to get us? You say we had a 1% chance to make the playoffs?
Less than 1% chance. We're not officially mathematically out, but we have less than 1%, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we could finish the season 10-7, but even at 10-7, we still might miss the playoffs.
So we got 7 losses now. We played the Eagles twice.
And we're not beating them twice. So Nicky really might have been right all along. 9-8, 8-9.
We may low-key end up going, yeah, because I can see – just looking here at the games that are upcoming, like, I definitely give them a shot this weekend against Miami. I think they may beat Miami. Who knows?
I think they will.
I don't know if I'm ready to go there yet. I got a little bit of time to figure that out. But you know, I think they got a good shot at beating Miami. I think with the limitations that Denver has offensively and then Washington coming off of the bye, I think they got a chance to beat Denver. If you're 5-7 going into that Vikings game, you're going to feel like you're alive, right? With two games against the Eagles, a Cowboys game, and then the Giants. Like, you're very much – it ain't over. It looks very grim. You're on life support right now is the best way that I could put it. You lose Sunday, it's over. I can't even pretend to make up any scenarios. But some people are going to be looking at the playoffs down the stretch and how they can stay in this playoff race. What I'm most eager to see down the stretch is a couple of different things. And for me, number one is the continued development of Josh Connerly in this Washington Commanders offensive line. This group is their most healthiest group right now, and I think it may be their most talented group. They've played well. Now, they've been overwhelmed at times in pass pro by Seattle. You saw it happen a little bit. But for the most part, I think the offensive line has done well. They could be a little bit better from a run blocking standpoint. But I will continue to say it. I think that group has a real shot of continuing to take steps forward. And down the stretch, like, I think Josh Connerly can really solidify himself as the right tackle of the future. And I think it's easy to look at that beginning stretch and let your evaluations then kind of stick with him. He's played his tail off. Played really, really well against Aiden Hutchinson last week. Had a top five pass blocking grade in the NFL amongst rookies last week. And when you consider the matchup, yeah, he had the two false starts, but that's probably the biggest thing that's kind of frustrated me with him is just like the mental mistakes. But he's a rookie, so you kind of expect stuff like that to happen. He's interesting, man. He's a guy to me. He's a guy to me where it's like looking at the draft of Adam Peters in his first 2 years. If you walk away from these first two drafts with your starting quarterback of the future and then your starting right tackle, left tackle of the future, wouldn't you say that's a success? I would say so. 301-230-0980 is the number. What are you most eager to see down the stretch for the Washington Commanders? You can also chime in on Cliff Kingsbury if you'd like to as well. The other thing I'm most excited to see, and Ant, this is where if you could grab DQ on Terry McLaurin as well. I'm most excited to see what this offense looks like when they get Terry and Jaden Daniels back. I know what some of you think. You all want to put people in bubble wrap and act as if they don't need to play anymore the rest of the year. It's just foolishness to me. But that's one of the things I'm most excited to see. What does the offense look like when they get Terry back, when they get Jaden Daniels back? What does it look like? Because I think as we were talking about with Cliff, the big reason that the offense is not performing at a top five clip is, to me, the instability at quarterback. Jaden has been in and out of the lineup. The receivers have been hurt. Terry McLaurin's a big part of this thing, man. He got $30 million annually this offseason for a reason, man. Slim could play, and you saw it against Kansas City. Here is Dan Quinn giving the latest on Terry McLaurin.
Yeah, so he's here, and he'll do some of the movement, you know, and begin, like, the on-field portions of the rehab. So the first couple weeks, he was not able to do that, and so now he's able to begin some of the on-field portions of the rehab, and so that'll take the build-up time to do that, but we're glad he's here taking the next step on the on-field side. So sometimes these injuries take longer than you want, and they're not predictable to say it's going to be this set time, and so we're just going to continue to say, okay, next step, next step, next step, and so the on-field portion is a good sign that, okay, we can now take the next steps.
It doesn't sound like Terry McLaurin's that far off from coming back. I expect him and Jaden to play against Denver. I'm going to shoot my shot right now and say that I expect him and Jaden to play versus Denver if Washington wins on Sunday in Madrid. If Washington wins on Sunday in Madrid, I expect Terry and Jaden to give it a go, because in that building, they're going to think, hey, look, we done went on this retreat. We done tried to get close with one another. And now it's about really fighting the rest of the way. Are we going to be able to fight down the stretch here? 301-230-0980 is the number. What are you most eager to see down the stretch for the 2025 Washington Commanders? For me, the continued development of Josh Connerly, as well as the rest of the offensive line. What does this offense look like when they get Terry McLaurin and J.D. Five back? My other thing is this. How does the 2024 draft class continue to grow? And there's two guys in particular that I'm really looking at here. Johnny Newton and Mikey Samuels-Steele. Remember what I just said a moment ago? If you look at these first two drafts, and I'm starting to look at AP a little bit different now that we've had some, like, real good conversation and been able to flush it all out. I think we're low-key being a little bit too critical of Adam Peters. Maybe I am. Maybe I need to speak for myself. Maybe I've been too critical of Adam Peters, because when you look at it through the lens of, well, in your first two draft classes, you drafted your starting quarterback of the future and your starting right tackle of the future. It makes, if we can look at it through that perspective, like, can Mikey Samuels-Steele turn into a long-term starter for Washington? Can Jerzon Newton turn into a long-term starter for Washington? And when you think about it, in Newton's case, he better. You parted ways with John Allen in large part because you had high expectations for year two Johnny Newton. And I don't care what anyone in that building tells you, the tape doesn't lie when it comes to Johnny Newton. He has not been good enough. And I think, and maybe this is one of them positions where you really got to, it's D-tackle, right? But he played ball in the Big Ten. So it's like, you should have the play strength already. I think that's Johnny's problem. He ain't strong enough. It's one of two things. He either ain't strong enough or ain't in shape. The way he gets pushed around, he's built like a damn fire hydrant. So he should be able to have leverage on dudes because he's already shorted to the ground. He's got the burst. It's just the play for him is too inconsistent. It's like when he plays a certain amount in the game, he gets tired. And he plays with bad technique and he plays with bad leverage. And you see him getting tossed out the club. But if he can turn into a long-term starter at defensive tackle, then is that a win for the pick? I would say so. Because my money says you're getting rid of Deron Payne this offseason. Not worth it. Not worth it. And we had this conversation yesterday, sitting in for Chris Russell. Deron and Javon Kinlaw are, like, painfully average. No pun intended. Painfully average are both of those two guys. They make splash plays. But, like, here's the thing with a defense and judging a defensive player's success, specifically up front along the defensive line. That's why y'all infatuation with Dorrance Armstrong, like, always fascinates me. Like, you can look at Johnny Newton or Deron Payne and Javon Kinlaw. You can watch them get a tackle for loss on a play. And then my other thing is, like, what happens the other, you know, 38 snaps that you play? You got two tackles for loss, boom, or a sack and a tackle for loss. What happens on the other 38 snaps? Are you being stout at the point of attack? Are you not giving up ground against double teams? That's my thing. Like, I need those two to be more consistent. Johnny Newton, though, is going to have a big-time opportunity coming up this Sunday in Madrid. He's going to get the start next to Javon Kinlaw. Here's what DQ had to say about Johnny and his opportunity.
Hi, Coach. How will the absence of Deron Payne affect the team this weekend?
Yeah, we'll miss Deron for sure inside, his presence, the physicality. Johnny Newton and Javon Kinlaw will be the two that will feature the most inside, and then Eddie Goldman and Sheldon Day would be there behind. But we're pleased with where, you know, the development that Johnny's taking, especially on the pass rush side. He had some injuries coming into last year, and I felt like it took him this season, this preseason, to, like, hit his stride and hit to the next spot. And I feel like he's doing that. So we'll lean in on more on him for sure.
So he talked about Johnny and his development as a pass rusher. I think that is the strength of his game right now, clearly. I don't think he's strong enough at the point of attack to play the run. He gets washed versus double teams. Even if he ends up turning into a guy that is a situational pass rusher, for a guy that was a second-round pick and billed to be a first-round pick, I don't know if that's good enough for me. So he's got some interpersonal work to do when it comes to his game. What we're taking your calls on right now is this at 301-230-0980. What are you most eager to see down the stretch for the Washington Commanders? One other question I have is this, in terms of what I'm most eager to see. Are we going to see improvement in the defense with Dan Quinn calling it? Point blank. 301-230-0980. When we come back, your calls, plus the thing I'm most eager to see down the stretch. That's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
301-230-0980 is the number right here on a Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney, taking you up to 7 o'clock where we're taking your calls on right now. What are you most eager to see down the stretch with the Washington Commanders? I went through a couple. The development of Josh Connerly. What does the offense look like when they get Terry and JD5 back? And yes, I want them to play again this year. And then how does the 2024 draft class continue to grow? One other thing I wanted to mention is this. The thing that I'm probably most eager to see is a name that most folks, I'll be real, probably aren't too familiar with. Drake Jackson, the newest member of the Washington, one of the newest members of the Washington Commanders, brought in from the San Francisco 49ers. They opened up his 21-day practice window today. Drake Jackson's 24 years old, people. 6'5", 273 pounds. Is a freakazoid athlete, former second-round pick out of USC. Super freak athlete. He hasn't played since the middle of the 2023 season. But to start that 2023 season, their season opener at Pittsburgh, I'll never forget this game because I lost money on it gambling. I thought Pittsburgh was going to rock their world. In that game, Drake Jackson had 3 sacks. 3 of them things in one game in the season opener. So, I don't know if people are really paying attention. This was a high-reward, low-risk type of move is how I would put it for Washington. Because he's got all the upside in the world. He's a 24-year-old edge rusher that is a freakazoid athlete. Now, he's had some injuries that have kind of derailed him here. Like I said, he hadn't played since the middle of the 2023 season. So he didn't play all of last year, and he hadn't played this year to this point. They activated his 21-day practice window, and I will just say this. I am super eager to see him play because from a talent standpoint, hear me out here. Just looking at that defensive end room, from a talent standpoint, from just a pure height, weight, speed, athleticism, gift standpoint, he's their most intriguing prospect, and it's not even close. He has the best athletic profile of anybody in that defensive line room, or that DN room. When you're comparing him to guys like Dietrich Wise and Javonte Jean-Baptiste and Dorrance Armstrong and Preston Smith and Jalen Holmes, they ain't no Drake Jackson when it comes to being an athlete. I wonder if you could help me find this real quick, and who finds it first, me or you? What's the RAS score of Drake Jackson? Somebody brought up RAS scores earlier. I think it was Mel that brought it up. It was Foo that brought it up. The RAS score of Drake Jackson, 8.6 out of 10. So doesn't jump off the charts totally, but it's a pretty damn good score. I'm trying to find. So out of the combine, he had a 36.5-inch vertical. That is elite. He had a 10.7 broad jump. That is elite. He had a 4.28 shuttle. That's considered a great score. And he had an 8.38 three cone, which is considered a great score. So he is a freak athlete. I'm excited to see the opportunity that he gets, especially when you consider how thin Washington is right now at defensive end. The opportunities are definitely going to be there. So make sure you keep your eyes peeled for Drake Jackson of the Washington Commanders. Let's go to Rooster in Hagerstown wants to chime in. What are you most eager to see down the stretch, Rooster?
Thanks for having me.
Yes, indeed.
So one hell no to Cliff coming back. I give him a D. Green Bay showed him what kind of offense we have. He has made no adjustments. He doesn't know how to adjust. He is clipboard king. What I'm most eager to see is when Terry and Jaden get back together.
What does it look like, right?
Yeah. Just how this offense will roll. I truly believe, and I said this in the offseason when everybody was, we don't need Terry, whatever. When he came back and when we was playing Kansas City, he showed that the offense will move. But most importantly for me, I know we're all down on the defense, but if the offense isn't moving the ball and we're three and out all the time, the defense isn't getting a break, so they're tired. Yes, they're old, but they're tired, and I'll leave it at that.
Bruce, I appreciate you as always, man. Totally get it. We've talked about this multiple times. They're 28th in terms of time of possession this year. Last year they ranked 7th in the NFL, so clearly a big difference in terms of that. I wonder if the tempo is at all hindering them offensively right now as well. 301-230-0980. What are you most eager to see down the stretch for the Washington Commanders? Allen is in Atlanta wanting to chime in. What's going on?
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
First thing I want to say is that I'm going to give Cliff, be generous and give Cliff Kingsbury a D.
Being generous,
and
huh?
I say I'm being generous and giving him a D. I'm as old as Doc Walker also, and I remember when Joe Gibbs came here from San Diego with the Eric Carriel offense, and it wasn't working because of the personnel. And what he did was he adjusted and went to the strength of the team, and now we know them. That was the beginning of the Hawks. And Cliff Kingsbury does, you know, pretty boys do pretty boy things. He's a quarterback, and he wants to throw the ball all over the field. That's what he does, and that's what he's going to do. What I would like to see in the future is sit all these old guys down, let the young boys play, and find out who can play. You won't find out who can play if they don't get a chance. That middle linebacker, Zach Ertz, we know what they're going to do. We know who they are. Give the young boys a chance to play. The season is over. Run the ball. If you can't win the game, you can at least bloody somebody's nose.
I appreciate you as always, Alan. Let's go to Paul. What's the time? What's up, Paul?
Hey, Leno. Hey, I'm 61. I've been a diehard since I was 8 years old, born in D.C. I've been listening to this radio station for decades. So hear me out. Mm-hmm. I think you touched base on it when you talked about Adam and you went Newton. But everybody's missing this. I'm going to give you a couple rhetorical questions. Mm-hmm. Cliff, to me, you bring him back. He's a C. And this is the reason why. First of all, we were probably three turnovers away. I was in that Philadelphia game, at that Philadelphia playoff game. Mm-hmm. We're probably three turnovers away, some little bit of lucky bounces, whatever, from going to the Super Bowl. What's changed? Let me tell you what's changed, Linnell. And you touched on it, but you're on the defensive side. You're all over the place. I agree with what all you're saying in the callers, but let's just look at what's different, man. I'm bad on names, but Eccles.
Yeah, Austin Eckler being good. Yeah.
B-Rob. Well, let me finish. Zacchaeus.
Yep.
Denami Brown. Now you got Noah Brown injured. You have Terry. It all started all the way back with Terry.
Yeah.
In the negotiations. But you were away from a Super Bowl. So I don't know. I was big on Adams, Peters, and I still am because of the structure. We don't have bingo callers. We got legitimate, like, structure. But I got to – who – what did those guys cost you? We got worse in every area that I would just mention. I'm not even going to go on the defensive side with Chin and
Fowler. And yeah. I think it's a good point.
Yeah, Fowler, our number one pass rusher, double-digit sacks, and we let him go to our damn Cowgirls, our competition. I'm almost facing, and believe me, I hated Danny. But now I'm like, I'm so excited, and it's like, wait a minute. Now who is to blame? Is it even our owner? Did we get tight?
I think that's an interesting question, Paul. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Holiday. What's going on, Holiday? I think the last call made a bunch of good points.
Hey, how you doing,
what's
buddy?
Going on?
And then I'm calling because I want to give Cliff. At first, I had a C-, but after you played the clips of him, I give him a D+ because he just explained. He explained that he can't do what he want to do, not that he can do what he can do.
Right.
And so for offensive guru, I look for you to, if you don't have your sledgehammer, okay, you can't knock down a wall with one hit, but you can chip away with your hammer. Use the tools that you have. He's supposed to be creative, and he hasn't really been creative at all. If the Seattle game showed you everything. Their linebackers were standing, waiting for our receiver to come to the area they were already standing in. Jaden didn't have nowhere to throw to, and he didn't seem to adjust on that. So I would give him another chance, but I give him a D+ right now. As far as Adam, listen, we're bringing up the floor. We haven't touched on the ceiling besides kind of Dayton, but we had to bring up the floor. So I would give him some more time before you judge what he's doing. And he's getting feedback from the coaches. So if you want to blame anybody that we've let him go, I have to say Dan Quinn and them and not Peters. I don't think he's out there telling Dan Quinn, well, I'm going to cut him and cut him and cut him. I think it's the other way around.
That relationship, Holiday, and I appreciate the call, that relationship to me is – I'd really love to know more about it in terms of the dynamic between Dan Quinn and Adam Peters, because one can make the argument didn't feel like they were on the same page this offseason. Paul is in D.C. What's up, Paul?
Thanks for taking my call. You led right into that right there, man. I like that last statement about as far as the relationship with them.
Yeah.
Cliff, that East-West offense, man, is I'm calling the plays out. I'm sitting there, man, on the couch, calling this guy's plays, man. You know what I mean? And that's ridiculous right there. I want to go back to something on Adam Peters, man, before I get off this, man. Adam Peters right now, in the last couple of years now, I'm not giving him a pass. The last couple of years, and especially this year, It reminds me of what Rizzo is doing with the Nationals. Man, stop telling me about guys' stats in 2017 and in 2008, man. If they're not playing for nobody right now, there's a reason why, man. We keep bringing these people on here, man, and they're sitting there. We get them at a premium price instead of going after the athletes we need to go after. Like they said, when you go to the dollar store, you're going to get a dollar product, and you're going to wind up having to go to the best stores and get the right products, man. Other than that, man, you know, I'm the main thing I'm excited about or interested in is finding out, is my quarterback going back to doing what he did before he played with us last year? Because this year he was off, and I seen it in the Giants game. Yo, take my call, man.
Appreciate you as always. Let's get to AP before we take a break. What's going on, AP?
What up, now?
What's going on, brother?
I'm pretty much good on Cliff, man. Like, I've seen enough, like these other callers have said, man. His offense is very predictable. There's no deception in his offensive formations. You know, these quick screen rights, like this, you know, I'm just over it, bro. Like, I'm ready to see new blood in here. Josh, whatever the guy from Miami, if he gets fired, I'm open to him. I'm good on Cliff, man. B minus, because even though you ain't had the horses, like everybody else is just saying, run the ball, like do something else. Like, you got Rodriguez who be chopping at the bit. Like, dude, oh, buddy threw the ball at the cameraman after he scored. That was probably the frustration of not getting carries.
Yeah.
But as far as Adam Peters goes, like the other caller said, man, bargain basement, you know, Bruce Allen 2.0, man. I need to see something better. Like, you got all this money, it's time to get aggressive, because if you don't, you're going to see a lot more worse with our quarterback at Jaden and not getting him the toys he needs. So hopefully, you know, we can make some changes in that department. As far as what I hope to see this weekend, I want to see Ben Sinner get unleashed, man. Like, we know what we get with Zach Ertz, you know. A slant here, fall down there, short of the sticks. I need run after the catch. And Ben Sinner, he showed me something in that draft when I seen his video, you know, his tape of being aggressive and blocking. I want to see more of that. Like, time to see what we got in these pups.
What is Dan Quimby saying? Let's get him some ops.
Please.
Appreciate you, AP. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. I told you the number one thing that I'm eager to see down the stretch is defensive end Drake Jackson, former second-round pick of the San Francisco 49ers back in 2022. He hasn't played since the middle of the 2023 season, but he's got a ton of upside. Washington just opened up his 21-day practice window. He will have an opportunity here down the stretch. We'll learn a little bit more about Drake Jackson on the other side of the break when we're joined by Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area. That is next. Welcome back. It is the Burgundy and Gold today right here on the Team 980. We're always live and free on the Always Free Odyssey app. Tapped into the youngest in charge, and O. Willingham alongside Anthony Haney. We will take you up to 7 o'clock. Right now, though, we go out to the guest hotline for the first time this show. We find our pal Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area. Make sure you give him a follow on the X app at Maiocco MBCS. Matt, what's going on, man? Appreciate you making some time.
Yeah, no problem at all. My pleasure. Glad to join you once again. We've done this quite a bit through the years, and so it's always a nice little reunion.
I'm about to say, definitely our go-to guy when it comes to talking all things San Francisco 49ers, and obviously these two organizations, talking about Washington and San Fran, have overlapped here in the past couple of seasons with Adam Peters coming here to Washington to be this team's general manager. We're going to get to Adam Peters here in a second, but I do want to start with Drake Jackson, the defensive end that San Francisco drafted a couple of years back. He's had some injury issues, I know, throughout the course of his career. He was actually injured when Washington acquired him earlier this year. Just your insights on what you know about Drake and what intrigued San Francisco about him when they made the selection a couple of years ago.
Yeah, so they selected him in the second round, late in the second round, the 2022 draft, and that was at a point where they had made some trades, so they didn't have a first-round pick. So a lot of attention on Drake Jackson because he was, in essence, the 49ers, you know, first-round pick of that year.
Right.
They liked just that, you know, his ability to get to the quarterback with kind of the unique athleticism. I remember Nick Bosa raving about Drake Jackson after OTAs and mini camp and talking about, man, I wish I could bend like he does to get around the edge. So, you know, from the beginning, when you get the Nick Bosa stamp of approval, everybody's kind of watching to see how Drake Jackson fared. I think early in his career, that first season that he was with the 49ers in 22, he did have some injury issues. But I think more than anything, it was just a matter of the strength. Like, he didn't have the strength to hold up as a defensive end in the NFL. And then the next year, you know, a lot of attention on him heading into his second season. And the very first game of the year was against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and he had three sacks. And everybody was, like, fired up, like, oh, this is going to be the season. You know, he's going to have this breakout year, double-digit sacks, and just and really be a complement to Bosa on the other side. But then he had the patellar injury, quad, you know, knee stuff. And, you know, they shut him down, and just he was never able to get back. So the 2024 season did not suit up at all, did not practice at all. And I think at some point, you know, the 49ers were just like, okay, you know, it's time to move on. And, you know, with the injury issues that this organization has had, I think they felt like it just wasn't going to work, and certainly not on their time frame was it going to work. So they moved on from him, injured him, or waived him injured. And I honestly thought that there was a chance that he might not ever play again.
Wow.
That injury was going to be something that...
It's something that saps your athleticism for sure when you talk about that patella stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And so, I mean, there was, I think rightfully, like some concerns about his future at all. And so I would say that it didn't surprise me that he ends up in Washington because of Adam Peters. Right. You know, Adam Peters was involved, certainly. And I think that the same things that attracted the 49ers to him as a second round pick would be what Adam Peters, you know, wanted or envisioned in bringing him, a very high upside. So it's a huge difference, obviously.
Right.
When you think about the expectations of bringing in a second round draft pick, as opposed to signing a guy who's been injured off the street. And, you know, the expectation level with Washington is so much different than it was when Drake Jackson came to the 49ers, because basically anything he gives them would be a bonus.
Right.
Whereas there were high expectations when you take an edge rusher in the second round.
I definitely agree. And it, to your point, makes a ton of sense that he was able to come here. The one thing that I don't know if fans were as aware of was just how, you know, kind of checkered the injury history has been. Mm-hmm. And you've obviously covered this league, you know, for a super duper long time. You got to see him up close in person. Is the type of injuries he had, and I kind of hinted at this a moment ago, are those injuries something that you feel like can sap his athleticism away? And how problematic is that for a guy whose game sounds like was predicated on that unique athleticism for the position?
Yeah, I mean, now it's been a while. You know, it's been 2 years since he stepped on the field. You know, I think the last time he played for the 49ers was probably the middle of the 23 season, and here we are in the middle of the 25 season. Yeah. So, you know, he's still a young guy. You know, he still has time. I think a lot of times when there's an injury like that, there's such a rush to get the player back on the field that maybe that does him no favors.
Right.
But in this case, you're talking about somebody who has taken his time, and, you know, he wasn't on a team. So there wasn't this external rush to, like, okay, we gotta get him out there. We gotta start getting some return on our investment here. So I think that, you know, with the Washington Commanders, why this has a chance to work is because there was no rush. There is no, right, like, we need him to produce or else, nothing like that. And so, you know, I'm sure with Adam Peters, it's a situation where he knows exactly what they're getting. And now all the stuff that you asked about, you know, the athleticism, the burst around the edge, you know, it's probably given him some opportunity. I think he was listed at 6'4", 270 70 pounds or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that this time away has given him an opportunity to work on his body and get stronger and maybe add a little bit more nuance to his game. So it's really, I'm sure what Adam is looking at with this is it's really a nothing to lose kind of situation. Like, he's a talented guy. There's no question about that. And there's not a big investment in him at all. And so let's just give this a chance and see if they can make this work.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Always love catching up with the guy, Matt Maiocco, NBC Sports Bay Area. You missed any of that conversation, download the Always Free Odyssey app. Use the Odyssey Rewind feature and go back to about 5:40 to hear my conversation with Matt Maiocco, giving us the latest on new Commanders defensive end Drake Jackson, who had his 21-day practice window opened. A guy that's got a lot of upside, and more importantly, he's going to have a big opportunity here down the stretch for the Washington Commanders. Matt Maiocco going to rejoin the program coming up top of the 6 o'clock hour as we talk in depth about Adam Peters, the general manager here in Washington. Obviously spent plenty of time in San Francisco with the Niners and really provided some insight in terms of just how involved Adam Peters was during the draft process in San Francisco and how instrumental he was to some of those big-time players that they were able to land via the draft. So I've been doing a little homework, a little project for the show that I'm pretty eager to share with you all. And there's a question that I have here. And feel free to chime in at 301-230-0980. Normally when you get a new GM in an organization, the first year he normally sticks with the scouts in-house, at least through the first draft. And then normally you see them blown out after the first draft. This was something I was thinking about the other day, and I went and I'm on commanders.com and I'm looking at the bios of a lot of these dudes. Washington's director of college scouting is Tim Gribble. He has been in the organization for 24 years, but he was promoted to the director of college scouting, the director of college personnel in 2020. And when you think about the drafts that Washington had between 2020 and now, it's not a lot of good players there. This is now the third draft that we're about to go into with Adam Peters. I am eager to see what type of moves that AP and company make in terms of their college scouts. Because this is something that, to me, is very interesting. Because think about why we wanted Adam Peters. It was because of his ability to evaluate talent. One of the best evaluators of talent in the game. Got a lot of credit for what he was able to do in San Francisco. But looking at the scouts here in D.C., Jeff Bethard is a national scout for the Commanders. He is in his fourth season here in the nation's capital. A new guy that has been brought in is Duane Jones, his second season as a national scout for the Commanders after previously being in Atlanta. He is a guy that was brought in from Adam Peters. Chuck Cook, college scout that Washington has here, has been here for 9 years. Peter Piersarelli, here for 9 years. As you go down this list, Dusty Reagan, college scout, and has been here for several seasons. Came here by way of the Bledsoe program, as you know, that developmental program for executives in the front office. Ronald Rose is a college scout that's in his eighth season here with the Washington Commanders. And then Roger Terry, who oversees the scouting operations in the Midwest region, he's been here for 11 years. So, like, my whole point is this. And I made the Madden reference a couple of days ago when I first brought this up. Because in Madden, it allows you to, you know, hire, fire your East, North, West, Midwest region scouts. The regional scouts here for Washington, and this is to me, for being, you know, transparent here, is a little bit makes me a little bit uneasy. There's just been a lack of turnover in the scouting department since AP's gotten here. And I'm curious as to why he did not bring in his own guys. The one name that I did bring up, Duane Jones, he's been here for 2 years. He's a guy that I would assume brought in by Adam Peters. Tim Gribble has been the director of college scouting for the last five seasons. Your draft track record has not been that great over the past five seasons. So why have the same guy there? It's a relationships business. Scott Fritterer was somebody that Adam Peters brought in, former general manager of the Carolina Panthers. Won a Super Bowl there, but also traded up for Bryce Young. That's on his track record. But he's got a very detailed background in college scouting. And he's in his second year here in D.C., his 27th in the National Football League. I just look at that right there. Is that – and maybe someone out there on the calls, on the lines, knows more than me. I doubt it. But I'm just saying, is this a situation – does it make sense? Does it make you – uneasy? Is it weird, the lack of turnover that we've seen in this Washington Commanders scouting department since Adam Peters has gotten here? And I know this feels probably more like an off-season topic, but it's something that I really was curious about and I really wanted to get into here today, because there just hasn't been a whole lot of turnover to the regional scouts. And for me, I don't understand why. I don't. Now, maybe this is the last year that those guys are around and they're going to, you know, blow out a lot of these dudes moving forward. But I just don't know, man. I don't know. It feels very odd to me, is how I would put it. seems very odd to me that Washington scouts, right, have all been here for an extended period of time. So we'll see how, obviously, this draft goes and how the conversation advances and whether or not they're able to bring in some new folks. But right now, that's like something that makes me scratch my head because I don't know if it's common practice around the NFL to retain scouts from a previous regime for this long. And then for Tim Grable, it's a relationships business. Tim Grable has survived numerous staff changes here in the nation's capital. So the fact that he is still around probably speaks well to him, but I'm curious to dive a little bit deeper into why certain guys are around still. Not saying that anybody should be fired, but I'm looking at folks and go, hey, Slim, if you ain't drafting well, you gotta make some changes somewhere. Now, I'm curious to know how they think they've drafted here in 2 years. Obviously, they're going to tell you, yeah, we got to wait and see. We've done a good job to this point, but let's just continue to wait and see. They're under the microscope coming into this offseason. You got to get this right, talking about this draft. Another guy that I didn't mention here, Paul Scansey. In his eighth year in Washington, he joined the team as a college scout during the 2017 offseason. He is the overseer of the scouting operations of the West Region. So two of your, that's just two names that we've gone through here, that are leading area scouts that have been here for a while. Roger Terry is the Midwest scout leader. He's in his 11th year here in Washington. He's been here for 11 years overseeing the Midwest region. You haven't drafted well in a while, it feels like. I just don't understand. I guess what I'm saying is I don't understand how some of these dudes are able to survive this process and why Adam Peters has been reluctant to name some new area scouts. And scouting is deep in AP's background. It's what he's known for. He's a guy that is boots on the ground. He's, taking the time to go out and go to college campuses and so on and so forth and really try and get into the meat and potatoes of the scouting world. Through two off seasons, the jury is very much still out on both of these two draft classes. So we'll see ultimately how this thing plays out. Final hour of power coming straight at you here on this Thursday edition of the Burgundy and Gold today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 7 o'clock. When we come back, going to let you hear more from Matt Maiocco of NBC Sports Bay Area. We got in depth on a conversation about Adam Peters, his involvement in San Francisco's draft process over the past several years. And then we also asked his opinion on the Terry McLaurin negotiation. You're not going to want to miss that. It's coming up next on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.